Federal marshals have seized the fish processing barge Atlantis, currently moored in Ketchikan. KRBD's Jay Marble has this report.
According to court papers, the Atlantis, a 200-foot-long, 60-foot-wide processing barge, is now subject to the jurisdiction of the court. In other words, the barge has been seized. Atlantis is owned by a limited liability corporation called Astoria Seafoods. Representatives of Astoria Seafoods have, in the past, negotiated leases with the city of Craig, allowing the Atlantis to moor at city-owned docks. At one point, the city of Craig was given a check to pay for the lease. The business name on the check was Cossacks in Alaska. In court papers, Astoria Seafoods LLC is named as the defendant. Cossacks in Alaska is also mentioned in the court papers. The plaintiffs in the case are listed as David and Jan McClinton of Washington State. They made two loans to Astoria Seafoods, adding up to about $1.2 million. John Casperson is the maritime lawyer representing the McClintons.
The vessel was put up as collateral by its owner in exchange for some financing that was advanced, and the payments were not made. And so when that happens, then the lender comes to me and says, we need to recover on our collateral to try to satisfy our debt.
Casperson says if the court proceedings go forward in the normal course, the Atlantis will be sold by the federal marshals at an auction.
A new buyer then would take ownership of the barge and then use it for whatever purpose they choose to do so. Obviously, would it be interested in seeing it stay in Southeast, but you know, you never know what the new buyer might have in mind for it.
It is possible, says Casperson, that the McClintons could purchase the barge at the auction, but it is an auction and there are no guarantees. He says the next thing that will likely happen in the courts is that other parties with financial interests regarding the Atlantis will make their concerns known to the courts.
At this point, people that have an interest in the barge or a claim to the barge, a lien or any sort, then they have the right for the next period, a short period of time, to file those claims with the court, so that their interest can also be considered as part of this process.
Perhaps complicating this story is that despite being a plaintiff in these court proceedings, David McClinton's name also appears in various documents in which he is described as a managing member of Astoria Seafoods, the defendant in these proceedings. McClinton's name also appears on a check made out to the city of Craig. The business name on the check is Cossacks in Alaska, which is also mentioned throughout the court papers. Attorney John Casperson says he cannot speak to those relationships at this point. He says the next court proceedings have not yet been scheduled. At this time, two Craig entities are listed as being owed money related to the Atlantis. $60,000 is owed to Alaska Power and Telephone. The city of Craig is owed $50,000. John Bowling, city administrator for Craig, says the first year the Atlantis came to town, it did bring a large crew which spent money in town. Some locals were also employed and raw fish tax was generated. But things didn't go well this past summer. In fact, things didn't go at all. The crew showed up but eventually left. No fish was processed. Eventually, the Atlantis was towed to Ketchikan. Bowling says under the terms of the lease, the Atlantis is required to process seafood.
If they don't, then there's a cash payment that's due to the city of Craig. And so because the company didn't process fish in 2008 and may not have processed enough in 2007 to meet the goals mandated under the lease, then we'll have, yeah, the city's going to have to take that issue up with the company as a tenant before the coming salmon season.
Bowling says it is the city's hope that the barge will return in time for next summer's salmon fishing. I'm Jay Marble.